Hello, this is Ken Barron, and today's blog title derives from a TEDx talk by Don John in Southampton, England, who has spent much of his working life identifying it, addressing why he thinks Black history matters, not just to him, but also to us. As an expat myself, I can agree with and add that his experiences mirror the world's history of colonial racism. Even though Black Lives Matter has certainly got everybody's attention, an appreciation of Black history anywhere helps us to understand its relevance. Given that history is written by the victors, what does that mean to Black boys who were raised in a culture dominated by the myth of the British Commonwealth? The victories of the British Empire mean nothing in a world where Black people are up to 37 times more likely to be stopped and searched than white people. A world where Black people are 3 times more likely to be arrested than white people. And a world where Black people are 3 times more likely to be unemployed than white people. Don John's father was one of those proud Africans whose status and position was everything. And he believed in education, education, education. British schools showed a map where the British pink bits dominated the world. But those pink bits on the map had Great Britain disproportionately larger than it really was. That map was the context that underpinned the understanding of the world that Africa was the dark continent where they all lived in mud huts and they traveled by swinging from tree to tree, and white Tarzan was the king of the jungle in Black Africa, and Christianity was a step towards salvation. The heroes were people like Sir Walter Raleigh and Francis Drake, who coolly played balls when the Spanish Armada was approaching, but casually said, quote, "Let's finish the game," end quote. Later, it was learned that he was a pilot and a slave owner, as well as invested in the slave industry. Amazingly, Don John was always reminding that his Black people assisted in the process of their historical enslavement and subjugation. It was the civil rights movement of the 60s and 70s that woke Don John from a slumber where he fallaciously and consumed the works of people like Alex Haley, Bobby Seale, and Angela Davis. His life was enriched by this greater knowledge and awareness, and so he moved to the Caribbean for 6 months and discovered a world where Black people had some say in their own destiny and were seemingly more connected to their Black history. He moved back to Southampton to explore that heritage and history at a grassroots level and in an environment where he felt that he could make a difference. There was a number of Black people who lived in Derby Road in Southampton, which was called the jungle. There was a heightened level of consciousness in Black youth of flexing their newfound pride and were more sensitized to the experience that their parents had endured. However, these young people had no time for the English, quote, "stiff upper lip," end quote, and just wanted to kick some ass. And they did, and it helped them. Black pride and a sense of Black history were the tools they deployed and had a deep desire to recognize and confront the injustice in the world. Black people became more organized partly through the support of wage equality organizations and empathetic local leaders and started to challenge the accepted norms in the major institutions. They clenched their fists and marched, and Black history became a new form of protest, and the Black history movement was formally celebrated in Southampton from 2005. Interestingly, there was confusion as for whom it was for and who was allowed to celebrate it. Some white people felt that they should not intrude on this private grief, and some people of mixed race were unsure whether they would get involved and would they be betraying the white side of their family. Some black people were just embarrassed. Black History Month is to promote the knowledge of black history. You'd be surprised at what people don't know. In fact, many people still believe that Egypt is not in Africa. Many black inventors of freeway traffic lights, for example, and the gas mask are not known. It is now fashionable, says Don Jones, to have several cultural identities, and people are quite rightly proud of all aspects of these identities. However, the black aspects of these many identities should not be relegated to the periphery of consciousness. Western history fed to the local black people in the colonies, which systematically and purposely denied their true heritage and identity. Don John thinks, sadly, that some of this legacy has continued to infect some black people's perception of themselves, and so it gets handed down further and further along the line. So, what compounds this even further is Western society's capability to weave in the narrative of racial superiority and to convert that into many aspects of the encounter between black and white people. So, in this Black History Month, we are excited that Black Lives Matter has been nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize. But we should still make black history prominent here in the US and in the world. This is Ken Barron signing off. Thank you for joining us. It's most enjoyable to hear from you. You're welcome to come to our website, nabwmt.org. You can message us and email us at nabwmt@nabwmt.org. And of course, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter and Instagram. Thank you for listening.